Proclamation number 0893 of 1st of May, 1939. New creations. Unchanged laws of nature. Synchronization. Rhythm. You do not know how great God's creation is. How unspeakably extensive and varied the Lord of heaven and earth has shaped this creation, and how new creations keep coming, filling inanimate space and again calculated for the further development of living beings. It is the ultimate purpose of all creation to lead the spiritual closer to God, and this will remain so for all eternity. For it is the Creator's will to maintain what He created. What once came forth from God in all perfection must have the same state of light in order to be able to return to its place of origin again. Furthermore, it must have lived through every station of development, it must have traveled through every work of creation in order to one day be able to let the same formations of creation come into being, since this is the task of all beings of light in eternity. Thus God has set an aim for the being to strive towards. He has made this aim dependent on a certain degree of maturity, and in turn made the state of maturity dependent on his spiritual striving. And therefore, again, all creation only ever serves the purpose of stimulating spiritual striving. And this the more attention is paid to creation and its many thousands of miracles. Whoever passes by them dully and blindly, his spirit can never be awakened, for he still dwells too much on this earth with body and soul and does not ask for the outcome and the end. Whoever, however, contemplates the divine creation and realizes that centuries and millennia do not bring about a change in the laws of nature. Whoever lets his gaze wander over the infinite variations of the divine creation and then considers again that everything is alive. Then, considering this thought, the question must also arise for him, for what reason is the purpose of all life on earth? He cannot answer this question with empty phrases if he is serious about answering the question, but he must pursue it and can ultimately only answer it spiritually and exhaustively. For the course of the world remains eternally the same, the laws of nature are likewise not subject to any temporal change. It is and remains, as it has been from eternity. Always in the same rhythm, in the same regularity and in unchanged synchronization, as it is the will of the Creator from eternity. And people on earth are powerless in the face of these laws. They can certainly make use of unexplored forces and do so to a great extent, however, they can by no means cause this strength to have a different effect at their own discretion. They cannot arbitrarily utilize a strength for an activity other than that determined by God through the laws of nature. Instead, they must adapt themselves to these laws of nature in the most exact way if the strength is not to be expressed in a damaging way. And every infringement punishes itself. For every non-observance of the laws of nature results in the destruction of all matter, but never in the building up and increase of everything that appears visibly or tangibly to him, which is in the human interest. The human being is already creatively active on earth but must always submit himself to the divine Creator and his will in all actions. His task in the beyond, on the other hand, is to constantly form new structures through his will in the knowledge of all laws of creation and their purpose fullness, which, however, completely corresponds to God's will in the state of light. And to see in this creating a blissful state which is far more blissful than your human judgment. And in order to achieve this final aim, you should be constantly active on Earth and strive for perfection with all your strength. Amen.